Columbus, W224EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Marking 80 years since the D-Day invasion, President Biden delivering remarks reflecting on the legacy of that day and tying the fight to what's happening today as well.
We know the dark forces that these heroes fought against 80 years ago. They never fade. Aggression and greed, the desire to dominate and control, to change borders by force, these are perennial. The struggle between a dictatorship and freedom is unending.
In New York, suspected serial killer Rex Yuerman is now formally charged with two more murders, one woman in 2003, one in 1993. Yuerman had already been charged in four other murders. Spain has applied to join South Africa's case at the UN's top court accusing Israel of genocide. Major explosion at a school turned shelter in central Gaza overnight. Israel says it was being used as a Hamas compound. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden of the Waupun State Prison is charged with misconduct in office. Eight former guards and nurses are accused of felony abuse. Four inmates have died at Waupun in the last year. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt says his investigation exposed a host of training, security, and safety problems.
These investigations have shown a blatant disregard for the safety of human beings, and arrests must be made and have been made.
One inmate was found dead 12 hours after suffering a stroke. Milwaukee will get a lot of extra security during the Republican National Convention in July. Wisconsin Emergency Management says 15 law enforcement agencies from eight states were under contract to work in Milwaukee during the convention. 85 officers are coming from Madison. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today is the last day of school for students in the Madison Metropolitan School District. Graduations for Capitol and Shabazz are today, while the rest of the high schools graduate Saturday at the Alliant Energy Center. A beloved Madison artist has died. Clarence Cameron was a co-founder of Art Fair Off the Square. He was affectionately nicknamed the Owl Man because owls carved out of soapstone became his signature work. Year after year, his pieces earned him a place in Wausau's Lee Yockey Woodson Art Museum, which highlights the best wildlife artists in America. Clarence and husband Bob Lockhart were together for decades. They were well known in their Bay Creek neighborhood. One of their friends says new people moving in could look to them for an example of a great neighbor. 14 weeks ago, Bob died. Their friends suspect Clarence died of a broken heart. Rest in peace, Clarence, a true Madison original. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Milwaukee gets swept in Philadelphia. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. For the third straight day, the Brewers' bats stayed quiet, and Milwaukee was shut out by the Phillies 2-0 on Wednesday. It's the first time the Brewers have been swept this season. Manager Pat Murphy says the Brewers are right there with the best teams in baseball.
Every game could have went either way. Taking these on the chin here against best record in the National League, like, hopefully that sits in the right place for these guys and they understand, hey, we're right there.
Milwaukee was outscored 7-2 in the series. They'll have a day off before heading to play Detroit for three games against the Tigers starting Friday. Tonight is the first game of the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics host the Dallas Mavericks in the best-of-seven series. Today is the start of the state high school softball tournament in Madison. You can follow along on the WIAA's website. The Packers wrap up OTAs today ahead of next week's mandatory minicamp. Training camp opens up next month. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly to mostly cloudy and windy today. We'll get to 67 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear 53. Tomorrow, sunny and still breezy, but it will be a little warmer with a high near 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
It's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest on WMDX. This is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is democracy. D-E-M-O-C-R-A-C-Y. Democracy. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we take a look at Wisconsin's best parks and also a historical look at an important day, D-Day, on the Albaugh Show. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
I want to join my colleague from Florida in apologizing to you that some of our colleagues in the United States House of Representatives seem to want to drag your name through the mud. They're treating you, Dr. Fauci, like a convicted felon. Actually, you probably wish they were treating you like a convicted felon. They treat convicted felons with love and admiration. Some of them blindly worship convicted felons.
Nicely done, Jamie Raskin. I hate to subject Dr. Redliner to this, but we played some yesterday, but Marjorie Taylor Greene.
You know what this committee should be doing? We should be recommending you to be prosecuted. We should be writing a criminal referral because you should be prosecuted for crimes against humanity. You belong in prison, Dr. Fauci.
That was when she was ordered to call him doctor.
Oh, she was ordered to call him doctor, right. At least.
Yes.
So that's nice. Okay.
You were quoted on CBS Face the Nation saying, it's easy to criticize, but they're really criticizing science because I represent science. Do you represent science, Mr. Fauci?
I am a scientist who uses the scientific method to gain information.
Can't even believe he has to talk to the likes of her.
You said you represent science. Do you represent science, Mr. Fauci? Yes
again,
or no? Yes or no?
No, that's not a yes or no.
Yes, it's a yes or no.
I don't think it is.
Okay, well, we'll take that as a you don't know what you represent.
She is the meanest mean girl.
Oh, my God.
That's why they elected her.
Oh, my God. This is why we need God created Jared Moskowitz. Thank God for him. Okay. Here he is.
Mr. Chairman, Dr. Fauci, good to be with you here today. I was not here, but I saw a member of this committee questioned whether or not you represent science and tried to make that in some offensive way. I just want you to know most Americans don't think she represents Congress.
I was struck by this yesterday. I can't imagine anyone, even in our district, wants them to be represented in Congress like that.
They don't pay attention.
They love her trolling.
I guess, no, I get some of them, yes. You know, that are like that. But I can't imagine a normal person thinks that's the way a congressperson should behave.
No, no.
And they're proud of that.
The vast majority of America doesn't think that that's how a congressperson should behave. However, she comes from a low-information voter district.
Exactly. I only get bad news I want from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redliner joins us now. MSNBC medical expert. Dr. Irwin Redliner.
He became Dr. Doom.
Dr. Irwin Redliner is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
I apologize. That must be against the Geneva Convention. I apologize for playing multiple marches.
I just kind of
listen to that, and I really, you hardly know what to say. What are you going to say? This is, and what Chris says, what do you call it, low information mm-hmm. voter?
Low information voter district. That's her, yeah, that's her district.
You're a pretty euphemistic guy there, Chris.
Well, I don't want to, you know.
Yeah.
Insult everybody in her district.
But isn't this a human thing?
Very delicate.
If you saw someone acting like that to your doctor in your doctor's office, I don't care what your political persuasion is. I just, that's what I still find astounding. I mean, Carl Frisch, you know, from his position on the school board, called it, you know, the coarsening of our language, when you have people serving in Congress that think it's all right to behave that way.
And it all goes back to the advent of Rush Limbaugh. Mm-hmm. Rush Limbaugh started all of this. Mm-hmm. Then he had his acolytes on talk radio, and then it spread to the general pop, to Gen Pop.
She loves favorite that. Thing.
I mean, Doc, it's and again, am I old? I feel like you're supposed to accord some level of respect to doctors, to people in general. But I mean, the fact that she's like wouldn't even call him doctor. I mean, they call you Mister. You're not a doctor, but it's just
It's almost not worth dwelling on her. And I'm wondering what her competition is going to look like. In November. But if Chris is right, they'll just keep reelecting her
because they love it when she does.
I guess
that.
Like she's a hero that she is that big a jerk to someone's face. They're like, oh, look at what a you know.
Yep.
Brave she is.
It's
like,
gross.
Oh.
It's just gross. But look, this is not the worst of it right now. I think there's some players out there, up to Trump, who have really gone off the rails. It's kind of an overused cliche, but the fact of the matter is, if anyone listened to the 33 minutes of incoherent rambling by Donald Trump at Trump Towers after the verdict was read last week, you know, that's sort of all you need to know. I would just take any, suggest any independent voter.
Yeah.
Just spend that 33 minutes.
Yeah.
Listen to that full tape and see what you want to do. It's just extraordinary.
I saved this just to read to you. This is Trump on his COVID response. Aside from it being completely a lie, because his response was historically, I mean, okay. Negligent, homicidal, you pick a word. But anyway, this is the word salad. We built a tremendous thing, a tremendous power platform. When it got ill, when we had a problem, we were able to cut it off, stop it, just like this, stop it, keep everyone inside, keep them away, keep them together, away, uninfected, and we saved millions of lives.
No.
What the actual... First of all, okay. Exactly.
Yeah, you know, you kind of end up in a place where it is so outrageous and extreme, it's hard even to comment on it. I remember, you know, during COVID at its peak, and people kept asking me on TV, so, doctor, what else do you have to say to people who won't get vaccinated, you know, like to save their own lives? I said, listen, doctors have nothing to say beyond, listen, you don't get vaccinated, you increase the chance of yourself dying and killing people around you. That's the medical message. Rest of it is up to psychologists, communication experts.
Did you ever imagine as a doctor that you would be in a place where telling people something that will help save their lives or something you have to talk them into? I mean, this is how stupid things have gotten.
You know, in 1947, there was a threat of a big smallpox epidemic in New York. 6 million New Yorkers were completely vaccinated in 6 weeks by the Department of Health and volunteers, and they just got it done.
Yeah.
There wasn't this insane questioning of its validity. Yeah. People were scared, and they did the right thing.
Yeah.
Now, there's no explaining.
I've said this many times. By the way, am I getting like 1,000 years old a day? Because I feel like that's what I was saying. We just took the sugar cube and said thank you for not letting us get polio, and you had respect for your doctor. Okay. Get off my lawn, Jody. Here's my point. You retweeted John Pavlovitz, who said, Dr. Fauci dared to commit the one mortal sin for which there can never be any forgiveness. He stood in the face of their bloviating, belligerent, spray-tanned savior, and he spoke the truth that could actually save people's lives. That is why MAGAs hate him. Mm-hmm. I mean, that sums it up, I guess. Anything that anybody says anything, right, contrary to what their savior says.
Yeah, I mean, this is the hardcore of the MAGAs. They're not changeable, and I'm not sure it's worth talking to them. However, it is worth talking to the large number of Nikki Haley voters, to independents, just to keep reminding them that the guy's a nut job and completely incompetent. But trying to talk MAGAs out of their core beliefs is a complete, utter waste of time, Stefan. I think we should, forget it, really, as far as that group's concerned.
We played Colin Cowherd, you know, talking about he's a conservative, he's a sportscaster, and talking about Trump being a felon and blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know, whatever, maybe people that don't come from politics that can break through to some of the dude bros. And, you know, I know there was a MAGA guy the other day that said, I'm not voting for Trump, I'm a veteran. And he tried to overthrow the United States. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to hope like there are enough people that you know, are breaking through in some way. But let's listen to Representative Robert Garcia. He lost both his parents to COVID.
Yep.
Dr. Fauci is an American hero. We should all remember what was actually happening during that period of time. And there were some days we were losing over 4,000, 5,000 people a day in this country. We were washing our groceries as they were coming in. We were separating and distancing seniors. The tragedy that was happening in our nursing homes. I personally lost both my mom and my stepdad in the pandemic. She was a healthcare worker. And so this attack on Dr. Fauci, I mean, not even giving him the respect of calling him a doctor was insane.
Yeah, one more, he went on to say.
And this, whole idea, I mean, that we're gonna attack someone that was leading a group of the most brilliant medical minds in the country and the world to develop a vaccine that saved millions of more lives, is something that should be a complete embarrassment to the Congress. And of course, Marjorie Taylor Greene just led that insanity and shamefulness.
Doc, you tweeted about long COVID. You said long COVID is real. An extensive report by the National Academy of Sciences described how millions of us, adults and children, have troubling long-lasting symptoms from headaches and brain fog to heartbeat irregularities following a bout of acute COVID. Ability to work or learn can be deeply affected. Failure to adequately vaccinate against COVID increased the likelihood of getting long-term symptoms following an acute infection. Do I need to repeat that? Here's the good news. You ended, you said.
Apparently I do, yeah.
Yeah. You ended, for whatever it's worth, I am confident we'll eventually figure out what causes long COVID symptoms and how it can be effectively treated. But in the meantime, please stay away from BS advice on social media. The thing that always sticks in my mind, Doc, as I said, is that we live in an era where Lysol had to put out a public statement to please not ingest their products. I mean.
Hysterical. It wouldn't have passed muster for an SNL script. It would not have, you know. And, you know, we're in this crazy time. And by the way, social media is as much a culprit of dumbing down America as is the MAGA messages. I mean, I guess they're one and the same in some ways. But I don't know what we're going to do about this proliferation of people getting all their information from social media that has not been verified as even remotely true. And then they stick to it.
Yeah,
and this is a big challenge for us going forward. Now we add AI to the mix. It's going to be even more difficult to say what is BS and what is reality. But we have to figure out how to cope with it. It's just crazy.
Well,
and by the way, this is true. Even if Trump loses, which, you know, hopefully beyond hope he will, even if he loses, even if he goes away and disappears, we're talking about a residual impact of Donald Trump that America is going to struggle to extricate itself from. And that's really my fear. It's beyond Donald Trump getting elected president.
Thank you. It's the whole. Well, you wrote a piece about senators defending Trump. You just said eight Republican senators, enraged about the unanimous guilty verdicts for, you know, the hush money, signed a petition vowing to take no action on any political or judicial appointments made by Joe Biden, the duly elected president of the United States. To underscore the level of retaliation they would exact, the outraged senators also promised not to expedite consideration of any Democratic legislation not directly related to public safety. I mean, you have an entire party throwing a tantrum, right? I mean, it's... And I swear.
Well, listen, it's you remember when Mitch McConnell, during the Obama administrations, after the Affordable Care Act was passed, said, that's it. We're not going to pass anything else that Obama puts out there. We were just absolutely shocked. And now we have eight senators. And by the way, I did point out, that five of those senators that were undermining the judicial system are actually freaking lawyers.
Yeah.
J.D. Vance went to Yale.
Yeah.
Five of the eight lawyers. Yeah. And one of the questions I asked in that piece was, can you imagine any one of them going back to their old law school and trying to justify what they said to a panel of their law professors?
Let's tie this all together before we go. I just love Jamie Raskin so much. Because it's lies that we're fighting. Let's just call them what they are. He said, according to Dr. Deborah Birx, Trump's own COVID advisor, America unnecessarily lost hundreds of thousands of people because of the recklessness and indifference of Trump and his administration. Now the people who brought you the political big lie, claiming absurdly that Trump won the 2020 election, which he lost by more than 7 million votes, now bring you the medical big lie, making the outlandish claim that Dr. Fauci was responsible for causing COVID-19. Using the Select Subcommittee as a platform for this disinformation, House Republicans now find themselves in the familiar position where their own investigation debunks their runaway political rhetoric. I mean, it's true. It's I love they call it the medical big lie on top of the election big lie, right?
Yeah, well, there's no limits. Why would there be a limit? Because the outrageousness and the ability now, or the permission to speak out, like you were saying, it's never been the case. You know, a lot of people had extreme views in years past, the good old days, you know, but they had enough common sense to understand you could not and should not speak like Marjorie Taylor Greene does.
Yeah.
This is a massive social deterioration of our society, and I'm, you know, worried about it.
Yeah. One last thing from Raskin. The investigation of Dr. Fauci shows he's an honorable public servant who devoted his entire life to public health, to the public interest. He is not a comic book supervillain. He did not fund research to create the COVID pandemic. He did not lie to Congress about the gain-of-function research in Wuhan, and he did not organize a lab leak suppression campaign. And he just said people bowing down to a twice-impeached convicted felon who told Americans to inject themselves with bleach now want you to believe not only a big political lie, but a big medical lie, too. I mean, that is the fight of our life, Doc, is to fight these lies and say there are not – both sides do it in two sets of facts.
It's one set of facts and another set of BS, and that's really what's come down to. And this is the other thing. We really have to stop playing into this two sides of a question, your opinion, my opinion. Yeah. Your opinion is freaking wrong.
Yeah.
You're just
wrong.
That's right.
Wrong! That's like the old what's-his-name, John McLaughlin. Love you. Goodbye. I'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Doc.
All right, 22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth, the coziest of Earths.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my sleepwear, my bedding, all the softest, most luxurious.
Sleepwear?
I can see.
Sleep there.
Hmm? I can see why Oprah said yes, please, 5 years in a row, because it's luxury.
Oh, yeah.
Oprah's known to like a taste of luxury.
She likes the finer things.
Right? But you type my code in, boy howdy, I tell you what. You get a lot of luxury for an amazing price, I tell you what. Why am I talking like this?
I don't know.
My listeners can get an exclusive 30% off at Cozy Earth, right? You don't have to have Oprah money to have Oprah sheets, everybody. Just saying. CozyEarth.com/Miller. Enter my promo code Miller at checkout. I love the jammies. I love even the towels. Soft. Amazing. I don't repeat myself, do I?
No, you never repeat yourself.
You know what,
yourself.
Though? What? If you do have Oprah money and you want to pay full price,
please,
you can't
if you go to CozyEarth.com/Miller. It prevents you. You will get 30% off whether you want it or not.
Okay.
After checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey. Choose my show from the drop-down menu, CozyEarth.com/Miller.
That is great radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch, so you don't need
need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
Find easy ways to store your outdoor tools and accessories at Menards. Suncast provides high quality and easy to assemble storage. Suncast storage sheds are the perfect solution for organizing and protecting your outdoor tools and equipment. Plus, their all-weather construction is low maintenance. Explore all our outdoor storage options in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
I'll stop the world and melt. Stephanie Miller.
You've seen the difference, and it's getting better.
Yeah. We're going to stop the world for Karen in Chicago.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Hi, Karen in Chicago. Hi.
Hi. Good morning. Sorry, I missed you guys yesterday. I was at a memorial service for a friend's father. But I did want to call. Oh, my gosh. So many great points. Carl, thank you so much for bringing up Project 2025. We have got to keep talking about it. The reality of the situation is, this party has been a cult for a very long time. They wrongfully claim to be the party of Lincoln. They have not been the party of Lincoln since the Southern strategy and civil rights came along. They have, before Trump came along, they were the cult of Reagan. So the difference is with Democrats, we are not a cult. We do not swear fealty to a leader.
Right.
We believe in democracy. We believe in voting. They do not. They suppress the vote. The only agenda they have ever had is to give millionaires and billionaires and multinational corporations, huge tax breaks, prop up the weapons manufacturers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now with Project 2025, they finally have an agenda, and it is frightening. If you are disgusted with what you're seeing in Congress with these ridiculous hearings, just know all of these morons that are out there screaming at Dr. Fauci and, you know, all of these people that they've dragged before them.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wages in Wisconsin are higher than last year. That's according to the ADP Research Institute. Workers who stayed at one job for 1 year or longer saw their paychecks get 5.3% bigger. ADP says Wisconsin's median annual salary is $59,000. The races are set for Wisconsin's August primaries. Democrats are running candidates in 97 of the state's 99 assembly districts. Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says it wasn't for lack of trying.
We had hundreds of conversations with people across the state about running for state assembly. I think if we'd had just a couple more days, we probably would have filled those last two.
Meanwhile, Democrats are running candidates in all 33 state Senate districts. In contrast, Republicans are running in 84 assembly districts and 11 Senate districts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One person died in a crash near Oregon yesterday. It happened around 9:30 on Highway 14. The Dane County Sheriff's Office says a woman was driving an SUV and pulled out in front of a semi-truck. The road was closed for 4 hours while authorities collected evidence and reconstructed the scene. And today marks 80 years since D-Day. Special displays at the Wisconsin Veterans Museum commemorate the Wisconsin soldiers who were there in Normandy. 46 Wisconsinites died that day. Their names are displayed in the window of the museum. The Veterans Museum interviewed survivors to preserve their stories, like Martin Gudekunst from Fond du Lac, who said he could remember images of the day so clearly. Harold Brown of Madison was a pilot just 20 at the time of the offensive. Those are just a couple survivors whose stories are part of the exhibit. The Wisconsin Veterans Museum is open every day but Monday on the Capitol Square. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy and windy today. We'll get to 67 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear 53. Tomorrow, sunny and still breezy, but it will be a little warmer with a high near 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Rocker will be in the studio.
Featuring Wisconsin's greatest bands.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What we can do
is defund, Grant. But that takes the majority. That takes the Republicans, regardless of how small their majority is. It takes the Republicans in the United States Congress to bring up an appropriations bill that says we are not going to send money to the Department of Justice because they are violating the rights of the president and they are violating the rights of the people across this nation because of that.
What? Today's Republican Party, ladies and gentlemen, that was Does it matter which one? Matt Rosendale,
really
Republican
matter.
Of Montana.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. I got one Republican lunatic wrong. Victoria Sparks is from
Indiana.
Right, not Nevada. I apologize.
And that was in the story, obviously.
Yes.
So
okay.
They
All
were
right.
Wrong.
Well, no wonder decent people have left this party. Like, anytime David Jolly comes on the show, Christmas comes early.
I've been trying forever. It's going to bring up so many daddy issues.
Uh-oh.
I'm able to say former GOP Congressman David Jolly.
Jolly, Jolly, David Jolly. Talk to Steffi just because you can. Jolly, Jolly, David Jolly. It's politics. We know you are the man.
Love it. Hi, David Jolly. Good morning.
I love it. I just have to say thank you every time you play that. I love it. I mean, look, my wife and two kids, I rank 4 out of 4 in our house, and I come on, and I feel like I get the special attention. I love it.
You deserve it.
Yay. I mean, I think of you almost, first of all, between Marjorie Taylor Greene's behavior on the floor of Congress yesterday to this kind of stuff, them threatening to defund entire states, the entire DOJ, to defend Donald Trump, to defend this felon.
You know what I love about this little chapter? So, honestly, the 30 years of my time with Congress, either staff or in office, very wonky. I was an appropriator. I worked for an appropriator. I was on the staff. I was an appropriator. And all of these crazy lunatics on the right never wanted to do anything with appropriations because it was using the power of the purse, and how dare we do that? We're too conservative. Now they all think they want to use it.
Yeah.
But, Stephanie, the idiocy of these people who don't understand it, everything they've said in the past couple days about this, let them keep spinning their wheels because none of it will happen. They are so bad at the process around all of this that they're just going to fall right on their face again one more time.
Well, I think I was saying that I think I hit my limit last weekend when the Speaker of the House of Representatives said, oh, I talked to some Supreme Court justices and they need to step in here and overturn this state conviction. And I have to quickly call a legal expert and go, is that legal? Can that happen? I mean,
he's dirty. He's dirty. And yesterday, his two intel appointments, including Scott Perry, under investigation himself over January 6th. I think Mike Johnson was given grace because he accepted the reality of math when he became speaker, right? And there was this notion that, oh, he worked with Democrats to govern. He didn't really have a choice. He didn't have a choice. Hakeem Jeffries is basically the Speaker of the House. He controls the coalition of numbers that actually govern in the House. But Speaker Johnson kept the government open, and that was a win. And he funded Ukraine, and that was a win. And we thought, oh, he's learning in the job. No, he's not. He just accepted math. What we've seen this week is who Speaker Johnson really is. And it's a really bad Speaker of the House and a dangerous one if Republicans keep control.
And ain't that amazing, David, how low the bar has gotten, that just keeping the government of the United States open consider some huge win.
Yeah. But listen, but that's all we want them to do right now. I mean, look, the reason Democrats bailed out Speaker Johnson is exactly that, because there's nothing else they can really do except just keep the government open. Let's get through November, see Democrats take control of the House, and we'll see a different Congress next January.
Well, this is Speaker Johnson today, as you said.
There is a very clear distinction between what we are doing and what they have done in weaponizing the judicial system. They're undermining the people's faith in our institutions, our system of justice itself. What we're doing, Neil, is the opposite. We are trying to adhere to the rule of law. We are trying to use the authority and the responsibility that we have in Congress to ensure that people can trust our justice system. It's absolutely essential to maintain a constitutional republic. And
Do you feel like you're being gaslighted every single day?
I know. But for the ignorance of them, right? I mean, they're a bunch of lying fools. Are they trying to defund the Hunter Biden trial or the Bob Menendez trial or the Henry Cuellar investigation? No. They're going straight at Donald Trump, who was found guilty unanimously on 34 counts because he is guilty. Stephanie, Donald Trump is a criminal today, and Speaker Johnson and everybody else is trying to bail him out. I actually think politically, I hate to see this moment because it tells me there's a permanence to our divide, and I'm not sure there's a moment of reconciliation. If I thought there was going to be one in years past, I don't now. But I will tell you politically, I think any day Republicans and Mike Johnson are talking about Donald Trump and his court hearings, they're losing. Yeah. They're losing really, really badly because the swing voters, that mythical Haley voter, they don't want to hear Donald Trump grievance. They want to hear grievance around the economy and inflation, but not around Donald Trump himself.
Well, we just cited a new poll, David. It's just sort of astounding about, just speaking of lowering the bar in the Republican Party, that the number has tripled of people in the Republican Party who think it's okay for a felon to serve as president ever since Trump's conviction. But, you know, as you were saying, Chris, earlier, you know, the normals, the rest of us, like nearly 60% think he should, you know, the verdict was just, he should step down. I mean, numbers in that range, right?
Yeah, my takeaway from the trial, I wasn't surprised by the fact he was found guilty. He's guilty. He did it. We know it. The reaction, I think, is what is most disconcerting. I used the word permanence earlier. I actually really do worry about the permanence of our divide. If we accept that the truth on the right, their truth, even though it's wrong, is this weaponization that Joe Biden is trying to throw Donald Trump in jail. They believe that. They actually believe that. It's wrong. They believe that. And those who are opposing Trump, including myself, part of the Democratic coalition now, are opposing Trump in some part because we're afraid that he wants to throw his political opponents in jail. He wants to seek retribution, in his words. He said he'll throw the First Lady in prison, the former Secretary of State in prison. He didn't say what they were guilty of. He just wanted to throw them in jail. If the two sides now in America believe that the other side will jail their political opponents, there's a permanence to that fracture. And I think it means the coming decades are going to be very different than they have been in the past. This is just not the Newt Gingrich 1990s rebel Republican caucus. This is a different era, I'm afraid of. And I think it's a dark one.
Well, our friend Dean, I think this goes to really the root of it. Trump was just convicted of 34 felonies for cheating in the 2016 election. He is charged with numerous felonies in both federal and state court for committing crimes to cheat in the 2020 election. I can 100% assure you Trump will commit crimes to cheat in the 2024 election. This is the whole point of the justice system and accountability, right? And by the way, he already is. The ProPublica story about witness tampering and jobs and raises and money, you know, him offering, you know, big oil, you know, concessions if they give $1 billion to his campaign. I mean, criming just doesn't stop for us to even breathe, does it?
It doesn't. And the fact that he's insulated and protected by the Republican Party, with all of the reach and strength that they have. I mean, they are still a very strong party in the United States, and Donald Trump could win in November. And so I think the calling in this moment, Stephanie, you know, it's in vogue sometimes, these panels, and I appreciate every one of them, about how do we heal the country, how do we get together. And I think the reflexive thought is this kumbaya youth camp, sit around the campfire, we should all be friends. I take a different take on healing the country. To heal the country, we have to beat Republicans. Mm-hmm. We have to beat Donald Trump. We have to beat the anti-democratic, anti-truth movement in the United States, because only once they are fully beaten at the ballot box can we restore people's democracy, their vote, their equity, their rights, and then everybody actually gets to participate in a fair way. Yeah. That is not the position or the platform of today's Republican Party. It's got to be beaten back.
I share your concern, and I think it goes to the Electoral College, I got to say. I mean, our friend Ron Reiner just said Biden won by 7 million last time. I think he's going to win by 10 million this time. But as one of our other analysts says, it's still going to come down to 100,000 votes in three states, and it's insane.
It is.
You know,
it's less than 1% in seven states, but you're right. There's probably three that'll swing it one way or another. And I was joking. Look, as a white male independent in Tampa, Florida, I may go all the way through November without seeing a single ad. I would hate to be that suburban mom in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, or outside Columbus, Ohio, or sitting in Wisconsin or Arizona today, because that $1 billion of money is going to be spent to reach you, that voter in one of those seven states that they believe is reachable for Joe Biden.
Goes to your point about tribalism. With a convicted felon at the top of the ticket, it's still going to come down to three. Okay.
And Stephanie, I love the term felon, but I am on a mission. Donald Trump's a criminal.
Yeah.
He's a criminal. He's an adjudicated criminal. The felon is just the type of criminal he is. From now to November, I'm calling the old man a criminal because that's what he is.
I heard you say that on Nicole Wallace, and I went, oh, well, look at my calendar. When's David coming on? I hope he says that again. It's really true. David, we've been saying that on the show. It's not name calling or being mean. It's stating a fact of law.
It is. And look, I also thought, coming out of the verdict, I thought Joe Biden needs to be real careful here to remain president. Mm-hmm. Don't hit below the belt. But that does not mean that as president, you don't need to inform the American people that Donald Trump's a criminal and he's a threat. And so I think Joe Biden's actually handling it really well. We always like to Monday morning quarterback, Democrats should do this, that, or the other. I think there's a Herculean task in front of Joe Biden, and I actually think he and his team are doing really, really well right now, and they do a lot of compliments.
You just have to hope that enough people, despite them saying, oh, Joe Biden's behind these prosecutions, to go, this is a state prosecution for crimes committed before Joe Biden even declared for president.
Yeah,
how could he possibly? I mean, and as you brought up, that he lets his own son, be prosecuted. Our friend Jeff tweeted, do I have this right? There should be no laws or restrictions on guns whatsoever, unless it's Hunter Biden, in which case he should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law for a minor infraction. Do you, Dip, have any idea how totally crazy you sound? I mean, but they don't care. They're immune to charges of hypocrisy, right?
It's true. I think lost in this moment is the fact that Joe Biden has refused to interfere in either Donald Trump's trial or his own son's. And the contrast between a Joe Biden administration taking a hands-off approach to both Republican and Democratic trials compared to what we know Donald Trump has tried to do and would do to try to undermine the process after January 6th or after the election, trying to remove his attorney general, put somebody in that would be his patsy, try to manipulate and steal votes in different states. Donald Trump has tried every step of the way to disrupt the justice system. Joe Biden in this moment, from Donald Trump, his political opponent, that he could try to put in jail, or his own son that he could try to keep out, Joe Biden's taking a hands-off approach, and he deserves credit for that. That's exactly how the system should work.
Let's talk about my daddy issues before we go.
Oh, boy.
It's not only not my dad's party. It's not David Jolly's party anymore. I asked the question, I guess I'm being naive, but I just was playing this Marjorie Taylor Greene stuff from yesterday. And I just said, is this how most normal people want their congressperson to behave? Let's put politics aside. If you were in your doctor's office and you heard someone talking to the doctor like that, I can't imagine. I get that there's a small segment that are like, yeah, she said it right to his face. But that really want people to be jerks like that. Is that?
She's a whack job.
Yeah.
But she's a whack job. And look, there's my experience in Congress. There's a bell curve for all the different qualities, from intellect to ethics to careers to finances. There's a natural assortment of Americans from across the country. And it was designed like that. The House is the only place that you must be voted in. There's no appointments. Your neighborhood has to elevate you. And I think it works well. It works very well that way. But the people we've seen elevated on the Republican side are not legislators. They're just grievance artists. And in many cases, incredibly ignorant. And that's Marjorie Taylor Greene. And ignorance is dangerous.
Yeah.
Fortunately, she's not the majority right now, but boy, she's pretty powerful in that caucus.
She's a walking Yahoo comment section.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
So, David, before you go, just give us some advice, because it goes to your point about, I was so glad, you're right, that they called him a convicted felon. We've got to fight the way I think Republicans have always fought in some ways. But what do you do when we're winning on all the facts, whether it's crime, inflation, stock market, employment? I mean, I know one of our analysts says, run on Roe. We win when we run on Roe. I mean, what if you're advising the Biden campaign, what do you advise them?
Yeah, this is a very difficult task because there are so many things, and Donald Trump changes the news cycle every day. But I think there are three elements to a message, and they're tethered perfectly together. The first is the Biden agenda, from protecting reproductive rights to investing in education and infrastructure, transportation, immigration, the actual policies. We've got to know what Joe Biden stands for, because the contrast with Trump is real. So the Biden agenda, and then the second element is Donald Trump's unfit. He's a criminal. And the third is the stakes. If we lose control of the country to Donald Trump and the anti-democratic coalition in November, that means a rollback of reproductive freedom. Perhaps your right to contraception, your right to vote. All of a sudden, the voices of a political minority get quashed and violence in the country becomes very real. Those three things, the Biden policy agenda, the unfitness of Donald Trump, and the stakes of our democracy should come out quickly within 30 seconds of every conversation you have, because we have to win in November.
I don't know where you are right now. I miss the Monets, but let me just say you are the work of art.
Thank you.
So handsome.
You're very
so
kind. Stephanie, I did a Google search to find if I could find a throwback Goldwater Miller t-shirt. It couldn't be here for this morning. Maybe next time.
Okay.
I'll send you one of mine. All right. Love you, David Jolly. See you next time.
See ya.
Thank you.
Bye.
There he goes. 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Omaha Steaks. I hope David Jolly's kids know that dads want steak.
Dads love steak.
Right. He seems like a great dad.
Hell, I love steak.
I know.
And I'm not a dad.
You are a protein whore. Let me just say.
Yes, I am.
Let me tell you what. How many hot dogs are in a package?
Four.
He ate the whole. No, it's not
no,
four.
It's eight.
You wait till you see it, the whole thing.
No, in a Omaha Steaks a package of hot dogs there are four.
No, there's more. Oh well, then I must have given you two. You know why? Because I give and I give until it hurts.
I don't know.
Okay.
I just had the fries.
The steak fries are amazing. Those are new. They're seasoned steak
they're
fries.
Really good.
What? Oh. You've caramel apple tartlets.
Yes.
I've got burgers. I've got a chicken. I've got filet mignons.
I made the pork chops too. Those are good.
They're all
juicy.
Fantastic. It's amazing quality and amazing quantity. I mean, I don't mean to. I'm just saying, you want to show off a little bit for your dad.
Yeah.
You want him to be impressed. This is, I believe it's over. It's like 20 entrees. It's huge. It is a huge, impressive gift, and it is the best steak in the world, period. Hand-selected gift packages starting at just $89 for all that. OmahaSteaks.com. Type in the code Stephanie at checkout. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor, endless variety, endless value. They have perfected more than steak. Your dad is guaranteed to love every bite. I'm telling you, he just mentioned the pork chops, air-chilled chicken, beefy burgers.
All
time's
good.
Running out. Don't wait till the last minute. Do it. Omaha Steak, don't lollygag. As my parents used to say.
Dads hate lollygagging.
They do. They love steak. They hate lollygagging. OmahaSteaks.com. It's guaranteed to make your dad's day. OmahaSteaks.com. Packages start at $89 when you use the promo code Stephanie at checkout. OmahaSteaks.com. Type in Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller. One of the most popular and funny liberal radio hosts in the country.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered the secret to better sleep, Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. I've slept like a baby since I switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, my listeners can get an exclusive 30% off Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Miller. Enter that promo code Miller at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleep, sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. You're ready to sleep and feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Miller right now. Enter the promo code Miller for that exclusive 30% savings. That is 30% off CozyEarth.com/Miller with that promo code Miller. After checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. CozyEarth.com/Miller. CozyEarth.com/Miller.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Stephanie Miller.
Did I just gay bash myself?
You did.
What'd you do?
You did.
In Pride Month.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, because I was just talking about how handsome and romantic David Jolly is.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
He's
and you said,
What does the lovely and talented Mrs. Jolly think of all of it?
And I said, she doesn't care what some dyke in her basement thinks. Okay.
She just gay bashed herself.
And he lie detected? No. Okay. Oh, by the way, Danielle is the one. She said, we are the announcers from West Hollywood Pride that introduced Schiff as Congressman Smooth Jazz.
Oh, my God. Yay.
That's so cool.
We also made signs calling him at the past Hollywood Christmas parades. We are big fans of the show, Chris.
Chris.
We have our tickets to Sexy Liberal LA, and we'll be groping you there.
All right. Right.
Well, Danielle, I got to grope with your name on it right here.
That's awesome.
How come I turn my mic? Okay. All right. Hey, hi. What?
You just turned it off and we couldn't hear you.
Right.
No, you can't. Okay. I don't know what happened. All right.
You're hearing yourself in your
head.
Here's
my point. Speaking of LA Sexy Liberal, we have Mark Hamill.
Yep.
And we have a maybe from Rob Reiner, which is pretty good. Depends on Spinal Tap filming. All right, and we're working on other things.
Yeah.
John said, Steph, I started listening to you back before you cut off us guys for your consideration. A sad day for sure.
Cut off.
I might be coming back around. I've been alone long enough. Who knows? David Jolly's, you know. David, here's the problem. I have too much man meat on this show. Between Glenn Kirshner and David Jolly, I'm just...
Oh, you're going to have to fight off some of my friends for Glenn Kirshner.
Just in time for Pride. I might be straight. Okay.
Yeah. No, you're not.
You're not.
I might. You never know. I maybe just haven't seen the wiener that'll do it. John from Oak Park says, I will see you in Chicago. This is my third Stephanie Miller tour event. August, John, I might be swimming in the fluid pool.
No.
What?
No.
No?
No.
All right. Dana Goldberg will.
Are you going to go trolling for a minute at like Sidetrack on Halsted.
Dana Goldberg will snap me out of it.
Yes, she will.
Give me a share slap.
She will.
Back into Pride Month. Dana Goldberg, next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll have highbrow conversations about Karen Alito's tramp stamps and other topics of daily import.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.